Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or at www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The African Union is set to dispatch a high-powered delegation to the United Nations Security Council to plead with the United Nations to stop the International Criminal Court from prosecuting sitting African leaders.
We are justified in the sense that more horrendous crimes have been committed by many nations, even the so-called superpowers. Gaddafi was killed cold-blooded. If he had committed a crime, he should have been arrested and tried.
A Harare man has taken the MDCT to the High Court demanding $300,000 as payment for the use of the name Movement for Democratic Change he claims he coined in 1999 when the party was formed.
He is a beneficiary of the so-called land reform program, and it points to us exactly what he stands for and who he represents. In fact, there was evidence in court that he was helped by Professor Jonathan Moyo to publish his claims in the Herald.
And a Supreme Court ruling ordering landlords to stop demanding payment of non-refundable rent deposit has been welcomed by most Zimbabweans.
We are very happy about the decision that was made by the courts that we are no longer required to pay the deposits. From my opinion, I think these landlords were robbing us.
The African Union is set to dispatch a high-powered delegation to the United Nations Security Council to plead with the United Nations to stop the International Criminal Court from prosecuting sitting African leaders. They are also appealing to the United Nations to also defer the trial of Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and his deputy William Ruto. Kenyatta and Ruto face charges of crime against humanity following violence which gripped the country soon after the country held elections in 2007. Hundreds of people were killed in the violence. African Union diplomats confirmed to Studio 7 that a high-level delegation will be dispatched to New York in a few days. United Nations diplomats said the African Union request is not likely to be adopted as the Security Council is divided over the issue. But Ruto told reporters in Nairobi today that he will cooperate with the ICC. President Robert Mugabe has urged Kenyatta and Ruto not to cooperate with the ICC at the just-ended AU summit in Addis Ababa. ZANU-PF member and lawyer Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana says he supports Mr. Mugabe's stance as the AU is being used by the West to target African leaders.
I think they are justified in the sense that more horrendous crimes have been committed by many nations, even the so-called superpowers. I'll give you a clear example. The superpowers go to the United Nations to seek a resolution for a no-fly zone, simply being granted authority to stop Gaddafi's plane from bombing civilians. They take that to mean go and bomb Gaddafi yourselves and kill him. That's an international crime. We never heard a comment from ICC that the European countries had gone beyond the nature of the resolution of the United Nations. They went quiet. Gaddafi was killed cold-blooded. If he had committed a crime, he should have been arrested and tried. Those who killed Gaddafi have never been taken to the ICC. Right now, they are running Libya with blood in their hands. And everybody was quiet when an international crime was being committed. Then they call for African leaders who are entitled to immunity. The reason why leaders are granted immunity when they're in office is because the lives of 30 to 40 million will be depending on the decisions they'll be making without pressure. If you want to put them under pressure, they are not able to deliver social security to their country. You are risking the lives of the entire population of a country when you take its leader who is in office for trial.
But Mr. Mangwana, there are also concerns that most African nations had expressed a serious concern with what happened in Rwanda in 1994, and they did not want a repeat of this. Therefore, they signed the Rome Statutes.
Agreed, but they are all agreeing that as long as the leader is in office, he's a representative of the sovereignty of the nation of those people. Give him the respect he deserves.
That was ZANU-PF member and lawyer Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana in Harare.
But political commentator Professor Shadrack Guto of the University of South Africa says African leaders' demands are unreasonable.
34 African countries ratified the Rome Statute that created the International Criminal Court. And from there, when you ratify a treaty, you are expected to know the obligations under it, how to get in and how to get out of it, but also, most importantly, whether or not the treaty provides for exemption of sitting heads of state and government from being tried. The Rome Statute is very clear that irrespective of who you are, if you are alleged to have committed war crimes, crimes against humanity, or genocide, you will be tried, whether you are head of state, whether you are a commander, and so on.
That was political commentator Professor Shadrack Guto of the University of South Africa.